Welcome to Fables of the Force,
a Star Wars rewatch podcast.
I'm Scott.
I'm Matt.
And this is our show.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 125. We'll be discussing The Bad Batch. It's the first part of a four-part arc that is basically a backdoor pilot for a new show, and it originally aired as the first episode of season 7. So fighting for a Naxus, the Jedi are pitted once again against the genius tactician, Admiral Trench. The moral at the beginning of the episode is embrace others for their differences, for that makes you whole. Who are we talking about here, do you think?
I definitely think Clone Force 99. They are certainly the outcasts in the sense that they are very different. They are genetically altered from every other clone, and that certainly makes them unique. I do find this to be a little bit interesting. Embrace others for their differences. I don't see Obi-Wan embracing Admiral Trench, for instance, even though they're incredibly different from each other. And honestly, what this reminded me of is the Bible.
I've heard of that.
Certain quotes can be pulled from it and used in completely different ways.
Right.
This totally makes sense as far as, look at how the Bad Batch is well-rounded. They're all different from each other, but they all kind of like fill in each other's weaknesses. Wrecker's big and dumb, but Tech is smart and agile. And you get the idea that they are a whole. They create a whole of a unit, and that makes sense. But you could also say, oh, remember what Palpatine said to Anakin when he was trying to turn him to the dark side, which is that we need to embrace others for our differences, and that makes you whole. So don't shun away from the dark side. You should, you know, you can see how this could be taken out of context.
And context is everything. It could be twisted into anything that it needed to be.
Yeah. And so while this is at once a flexible moral, it is very attuned to this episode. It's just one of those things. This is one of those morals that is episode specific.
Very much so. Right at the beginning, we get to see a situation that reminded me very directly of the General Krull series when they were on Umbara. Except for this goes a little different, right? You have General Mace Windu, Master and Mace, hanging out, and Rex comes rolling in with some ideas about how they should do stuff, about why they keep losing. Like, he has ideas on how to fix why they keep losing. And there was a little hesitancy in Cody when he even says that, and it made you think of General Krull and how he would react to someone talking to him like this. But Master and Mace, to his credit, is like, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that. And so they go and do it. And you're like, oh, well, that went much better.
They didn't have to kill him.
Yeah, that went much better. So that was kind of a weird, it was kind of an interesting callback, though, because it definitely echoed that. See what I did there?
I did. Scenario where Rex had to kind of come and take leadership in face of a general.
Yeah, and it was interesting, too, because you see Anakin detect or at least sense Rex's deception here and his withholding or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Rex does look a little uncomfortable, but Anakin senses it immediately, which just once again kind of points out that the connection that the two of them have.
Yeah, totally. And of course, Rex does have a suspicion. He knows that it was he and Echo that drew up all of these plans. And this quote-unquote algorithm seems to just know exactly all of Rex's plans.
Yeah.
And it seems suspicious to him. And it also introduces a theme of Star Wars that I don't think is... I mean, yes, it is prevalent throughout the whole of the Clone Wars, if not explicitly stated, but the toll that the war is taking on the clones. We obviously get a lot of the fallout of the Clone Wars. We see cities fall and planets become overrun with separatists and wars fought, and we see city streets blown up all over, and that's sort of the subtext. But in the Trace and Rafa episodes, we sort of see the personal effects this has on people in the galaxy. I think that's a good example of that. And in this case, we are getting how it affected the soldiers, how war affects soldiers, and how there's casualties and trauma and post-traumatic stress. This is the time when I think the first time we see Rex really being like, we lost Echo at the Citadel. We left him. We should have gone back. We've lost so many people. And like,
yeah, reminiscing.
We see that it's really
playing
heavy on his shoulders and on his mind.
Yeah, longer the war goes on, the more people he loses, the more brothers that fall by the wayside. It's It's just the ongoing tragedy of the story played out through Rex, which is perfect.
Yeah, he's a great conduit for that theme, obviously, as the leader of the clone 501st for Anakin, the one we have followed through this whole series. Really, this is kind of the one of the main themes, I would say, is in Season 7. As we draw close to the end of Season 7, I mean, we have the Siege of Mandalore, which is ultimately just one large tragic fall, right? And it starts setting the playing field for when Yoda wisely says, "No longer sure am I that anyone wins a war."
Right. And here we finally get introduced to Clone Force 99, who seem to know Cody from their past. I would like to know what that story is, or if that's been told yet or not. I don't know. No. But that would be a pretty cool story, I would imagine. And we quickly see, you know, we have Hunter. He's sort of built off of like Snake Plissken.
Or Rambo. You
know, or Rambo. Yeah, same kind of a Escape from New York or yeah, like a Rambo character. And then we've got Tech, who's clearly the intelligent one. And he can figure out technology very quickly and open doors and unlock things and hack into computers.
C-3PO, the man. Agent.
Yeah. And of course, we have Wrecker, who is sort of a caricature of a character.
Especially in these first four episodes.
I still felt like he was, I mean, you know, having seen season one of The Bad Batch and rewatching this for the first time since seeing that season, I feel like he's pretty much on par for the character. But it does come off after, you know, when you watch him in the season of their show, there's some balance to it and you get a little more context to it and you get a little more depth of the character.
You get another side as well.
Yeah. So it shifts a little, but ultimately he's like that at the beginning of The Bad Batch too. I mean, it's not this episode I'm referring to because it is called The Bad Batch, but the actual show, The Bad Batch. But, and then of course, Crosshair, who is the sort of morose, you know, quiet.
Racist one.
Right.
Yeah. They set him up early as being really unlikable, and one of the reasons is he's hanging out with Cody and Rex, and is like, ugh, Regs.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah, he immediately degrades the rest of the clones for being what they call Regs.
Yeah, regular clones. I love when he's like, oh, gosh, I don't usually listen to Regs, and Cody's like, oh, no, don't get mad, Rex. He means regular clones. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, we know what he means. He's just saying in a derogatory manner.
Yeah, that's obviously a little bit of decent foreshadowing, as this is a rewatch podcast. We know that Crosshair is a hair's breadth away from being the enemy.
Yeah. I'm thankful for one really important thing in the Star Wars universe, and that is that apparently nobody really important ever dies when you crash a ship into the ground.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like if I ever get into a spaceship, the last thing I'm going to worry about is crashing.
Yeah. Fly it like Anakin.
Yeah. Just as long as... exactly. It is... I definitely think that too. Like, they just get shot down and they crash. You'd think the droids would be like, well, got them.
Right.
You know, only to find they send their entire army and are plowed down by the people that were inside that ship that they shot down.
Right.
So demoralizing it must be.
Oh, God. Droids are so worthless. And I said this at the beginning, but this is obviously sort of a backdoor pilot for their show, The Bad Batch, which ultimately, as we know now, is kind of Clone Wars 2.0, which is very awesome in concept as well as in execution. So, well, we'll talk about that more as we go. But
yeah, it's possible that you may even see a season of this podcast that goes over The Bad Batch in the distant future.
You never know. I think ultimately the big point here in the story-wise is whether or not Rex is allowing his feelings to cloud his judgment and get everybody killed by walking into a trap. Well, of course it's a trap. I mean, I think that's always a given anyway. It's always a trap. What do you do next? Spring the trap.
Exactly. They're on the same planet at war with the people, with the station on the planet. By infiltrating that headquarters, it's not going to be a trap. It's just the enemy base.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be a trap. As soon as they know that they're there... And Trench isn't a fool either, so he's going to figure things out. He's smart. We always saw that in the past. Mm-hmm. Another character that we thought was dead and should have been dead, that's back. And thankfully, he's one of our favorite. We talked about this at the beginning of the series when he was in one of the first arcs about how cool it was to have a villain that's kind of scary and like actually pretty competent and smart.
Yeah, he's exactly that still. And I do like the comparison that you make, that he, along with like General Grievous, are leaders of the droid armies, but they are, in this case now, Trench is part droid as well.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely a cyborg.
We also see, obviously, who we're looking for in the next episode, Echo. We see sort of that they have the technology to sustain people being alive through technology, and that's set up even in this episode, which is a sweet little deal.
So it appears like Echo lives at the end of this first episode, which sort of vindicates Rex's belief, or so you might think, but we'll see where it goes in our next discussion, which will be about the second episode of Season 7, A Distant Echo, our 126th episode. We hope you will join us for that discussion. We hope you'll join us for a discussion about this episode below in the comments section.
Yeah, you can also find us at Fables of the Force on Twitter or at Fables of the Force on Instagram. We love to talk Star Wars. But until then, this time, I've been Scott.
And I've been Matt.
And may the Force be with you.